Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. A little under the weather, but thank you so much for tuning in. We keep on trucking. It's not the Rona, don't worry. There's the common cold going around. There's strep and flu and stuff, you know. When I've heard people, like, talk about, like, I saw this thing, like, about, like, Medicaid. I was at CVS last night. It was with my niece and all stuff with, like, you know, cold and flu stuff, and I'm like, really? Raggy, it still exists? Because, you know, for, like, the longest time, you know, a guy had 75 beers and slammed into a tree and was killed in a car accident, but it was the coronavirus that killed him. You know, everything was coronavirus, no matter what it was. We thought he had a heart attack, but found that it was just the coronavirus. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, this vaccine mandate, I'm going to get into something with that heavily that I said a long time ago that I think is going to work its way through the Chinese state-run Global Times Sunday was tumultuously excited about this House of Representatives passing this spending bill for the infrastructure. They're hoping it collapses our economy or makes it, like, goes in the toilet. Yep. Yep. White House still unclear when Biden will get him, because he's supposed to have an annual physical. He ain't got an annual physical, man. That dude ain't getting no physical. Well, you know, sort of like Gavin Newsom supposedly got the booster shot. And it's not been seen from, and they don't know if he's having issues because of the booster shot or what, but he's supposedly time with family or something is what they're saying. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what comes out of that. You know, they're looking at cutting a pipeline in Michigan, even though turkey prices are up 41%, heating oil is up 115%, food prices are up 10.5%, gasoline's up over $1 plus a gallon, depending where you live. Oh, but we're just going to, you know, we need to start doing what the Dems do, okay? Yeah, you want to close this pipeline? Well, you're going to have to take us to court over it. We're not shutting it down. Good luck. Have fun. See your ass in court. Nope. And we're just going to shut it down now because Biden's going to shut it down anyway, so we're just going to go ahead and do it ahead of time. Whatever. You know, it's sad how, you know, this Russian dossier that was fake from the beginning, and they're like, well, you know, they're still trying to say, well, Trump did illegal stuff. Yeah. If I did a quarter of the stuff these Democrats do, I'd be in prison. Life. And like, I mean, this is how bad it is. They're like, far left MSNBC, MSDNC, basically, it's like, you know, inflation is great. We need to convince people that the high gas prices is something good. Yeah, for 8 years, it's George Bush and his oil tycoon buddies that why we have gas prices so high. I'm going to get into so much tonight. Don't forget Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. your night whenever you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm a little under the weather, so if I feel like I have to cut the show short, so be it. You know what's going on. Have you been watching that Kyle Rittenhouse court case? Yeah, we got court TV, so it's incredible. I mean, the prosecution is basically like trying to like convict. Like, I don't care what the law says. I don't care what the evidence is. We're convicting him. He's got to go down. We got to find some way to find him guilty, no matter what. Ridiculous. I mean, I understand you're the prosecution, but like, if you're, you know, it's kind of like when you're drawing comics and you're drawing the body, and you know, and if you're not too good at anatomy, dirty, and you start putting arms and stuff, and the anatomy ain't working, and putting the puzzle pieces aren't going together. Okay, we're gonna have like a, he's gonna be standing in an alley with like a sewer drain, and there's gonna be a bunch of smoke coming out of that thing, smoke screen, or put a big cape on him or something. You know, you ever wonder why Tarzan is always standing in thick, tall grass? Because drawing feet's a pain in the ass and no one likes doing it. Little secret, you know. If you're kind of confused about how to shadow something, if in doubt, black it out, you know. So I almost got into comic art. It's like, I don't want to work 12. I don't want to work like 15-hour days. Yep, what did I get into? A career that does 15-hour days. But hey. Wow, but it's just crazy, you know, this whole thing. I understand you got a job to do, but when the puzzle pieces aren't coming together, then you say, okay, we ain't got no case. Sorry. But it's amazing. You have people out there, I mean, we've got right now, 41% turkey prices have gone up. Heating oil is up 115%. Food's up 10.5%. Gasoline's up like a dollar plus a gallon, if not more, like a dollar. Oh, gasoline, that means, yeah, high gas prices means people is using the gas. Okay, if you're really, I don't know how, when they're trying to explain that like empty shelves and skyrocketing inflation, how can you be selling that as good? If you're on MSDNC or CNNN, you know, the communist Clinton news network, how can you, because that's affecting you. I'm sorry, but that's affecting you. What you're doing to, what you're doing to basically promote this Biden agenda is affecting your family too. And not in a positive way either. But don't worry, folks. I remember when George Bush was in office for 8 years. Oh, it's Bush and his oil tycoon buddies. That's right. His oil tycoon buddies are cashing in on the gas price. Now, it's funny how the same people that were like, it's George Bush and his oil tycoon buddies are the reason for the high gas price. Now it's, oh, it's okay, man. See, if we have $10 a gallon gas, that means that people are just using lots of gas. I know people are cutting way back on using their, like, I'm trying to use my vehicle as low as possible because the gas price is so high. But guess what, folks? Guess what? Gas price is going up, and it's not because people are driving it. Most people I know are not driving. They're, like, limiting where they go. Some people aren't just because they're getting all these COVID credits and tax credits and all this stuff for their kids for COVID. you know, it's nuts. I mean, if you haven't heard, a thing came out today, Matthew McConaughey is like, he's done in Hollywood because he's like, you know, I'm against this child vaccine mandate and all this stuff. My kids won't get vaccinated and all this crap. And I guarantee you because I've been under the water a little bit, I read a lot of the comments. I guarantee you there's someone like, well, when is Child Protective Services going to take their kids away from him and lock him up? I mean, those kids, they need to be taken by Child Protective Services and get the vaccine. How dare they? How dare he not get his kids vaccinated? You know, I mean, there's still this notion that, like, I'm so sick and tired of it that we're not getting vaccinated because of misinformation. I'd love to be on scene. Oh, so you're telling me that Don Levin that Colin Powell didn't have COVID. He didn't die from COVID-19. He wasn't fully vaccinated either. That's a lie. That my buddy that was vaccinated that was in the hospital with COVID, that's a lie. That's misinformation. That my friends that I know who are fully vaccinated, who've gotten COVID and gotten deathly sick, that's not misinformation. Knowing that you can still get the vaccine and get the virus at the same time, that's misinformation. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only 13% effective after 6 months. That's coming from them, Johnson & Johnson themselves, their own words. Is that misinformation? I mean, I'm just a guy that asks questions. And like, I don't want to get into this because this is one of the big things I really want to focus on with this. And I've said this before. Okay. So this Obamacare that you're presenting, yes, is this a law or a tax? Well, no, this is Obamacare. It's a healthcare law. Okay, well, since it's a law, it's going to be struck down because it's unconstitutional. Oh, but by the way, if you want to get Obamacare, yeah, if this was a tax, it'd be perfectly legal. Mark my words, and I've said this on the program, and I know people have heard this over and again, and on, but think about this. I've said this before. Obamacare did one thing. It proved that as long as they can attach a tax to it, they can force you to do whatever they want to. Like, I don't know, maybe a vaccination tax so you can get COVID-19, so you have to get the vaccine. Oh, it's a fine. I mean, you got $1,000 to piss away every month. Well, so it's going to cost you if you're unvaccinated because you got to pay for all the health care for the unvaccinated people when vaccinated gets COVID too. I'm surprised no one's suing on the premise of you're going to force me to pay to get my COVID test every week because I'm unvaccinated, but vaccinated people have gotten COVID and I don't know. I truly believe that. But it's one of those things that this is what we live in. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, all the drugs that they did, these vaccines, eliminated these things. You don't have the ability to get a lot of these medications, you know, like coronavirus, the vaccines don't stop the spread. You can still get the virus. You can still have issues. I don't understand, but they make this, like, if it wasn't for a vaccine, we wouldn't have polio. Yeah. CDC has actually changed the definition of a vaccine for this one. Yeah. That's what you gotta move forward and look at the whole picture. Because what you're dealing with here, folks, is they're trying to manipulate all this stuff. I mean, I don't understand. But they're going to try to take and Okay. They're right now, I guarantee you, if they haven't been, they're coming up with some way. How can we, they're probably finding out from judges, how can we legally get a vaccine mandate? How can it, how can we actually, what do we have to do to where we can take this, this thing that's unconstitutional and make it to where it's mandated? How can we do this? Just like Obamacare. How do we get the law that's unconstitutional a law? Oh, add a tax. If it's a tax, yeah. Well, you don't have to have health insurance, but you're going to be fined. Well, you don't have to have the vaccine. No, you don't have... forget it. See, we're past playing around now. It's time that we start making sure that people who aren't vaccinated can't go anywhere, can't do anything, can't leave their home, can't get a job, can't work, can't do anything. No, it's about time that we stop complying to these, I don't know what you call these, paranoids. The ones that, like, are fully vaccinated but are flipping out. He's not got a mask on. He's not 6 feet away. Well, okay, are you social distancing and masking? Yep, and you're vaccinated? Okay. You should go into a room with a million people that all have full-blown COVID, and you shouldn't even bat an eye if you have the vaccine, because it should be protecting you. If it's not, then it's, well, yeah, it's not really a vaccine. They've just kind of skewed and dirty is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to make up crap so that, oh, yeah, that's right. They're going to make up all kinds of stuff. Do you know why they're going to do that? I'll tell you why they're going to do that. Because since this vaccine doesn't do what it's supposed to do, what a vaccine does, kill the host, yeah, I don't know. So we got to figure out how come we got to rewrite this, because this really isn't a vaccine. But you need to keep going. I mean, I'd be like, okay, so you're gonna find me, and basically, since I'm not vaccinated, I have to pay for COVID testing every week. But vaccinated people who are getting COVID, they don't have to pay to get tested. That's the thing people don't realize. Vaccinated people, there's a lot of things. Oh, look at all these privileges. Look at all these privileges vaccinated people get, but they still can get coronavirus. They can still end up in the hospital. They can still die from it. I mean, what is it, like 13 days now, and supposedly Governor Newsom still has not been, he's tending to family issues, and they believe he's having problems with the booster shot, because I've heard a lot of people that have had problems with boosters, a lot of people. But then you get these people that have, well, I didn't know problem. I think it's BS. I don't think there's, because there are people that have never had a problem with the vaccines, and they're like, well, I think that's BS, because I don't think these vaccines cause any problems. I think it's all made up, man. That's just, you know, it's just Republicans trying to stop us from getting back to normal. Getting back to normal, then why are countries having a booster shot to become fully vaccinated? Not the vaccine, a booster shot, or even two booster shots. Why are they changing the definition of what it means to be fully vaccinated from COVID-19 if the vaccine works? If the vaccine works, you shouldn't need 75,000, and that's what's going to happen. You think that we're going to get back to normal once everything... If you think that we're getting back to normal as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, you're full of, you just need to please take a glass, put some bleach in it and drink it and die. If you're that stupid, when they've come out and the CDC director said, well, the definition of fully vaccinated is going to change. If the definition of what it means to be considered fully vaccinated is going to change, that means that this is not going to end as soon as you get the vaccine. If everyone got the vaccine and it would end it, they wouldn't have to say the definition of fully vaccinated from COVID is going to change. It's going to change because the vaccines don't work after 6 months, and you have to have a booster, and then another booster, and then a booster after that. And okay, folks, we're on it's 2050 and we're on our 4,000th booster. Yeah, you're going to have all 4,000. Now, here's a question. If someone that is born now, when they turn like 5 years old, are they going to have to get the original coronavirus shots and then subsequent boosters after that? What's going to happen to someone that, okay, like, it's going to be 5 years before they can have any vaccine at all? Are they going to have, like, are they going to have to start from ground zero? Or when, if they're going to, I mean, I think it's child abuse to get a kid the coronavirus. We don't know the long-term effects of it. That's the thing people don't understand. There is very little testing. Normally, vaccines and stuff go through tons of testing before they're even trialed in humans. You guys are a part of the world's largest science experiment. You're like, how dare you not want to get the vaccine? You, I joked about this. So we should take everyone with coronavirus and kill them all. That would solve the problem. And this guy was like, are you kidding me? It's kind of like a serious joke, because if you did that, in most case studies that they've done, 85% on average that you killed would have been vaccinated. And that's when I mean case studies, they just take like, here's 100 people that have COVID, and they find out how many of those 100 have the vaccinations, full vaccinations. I'm talking both shots, 14 days plus. Or whatever they deem at the time that they got the vaccines to be considered fully vaccinated. Okay, there's 78. Okay. 400 people had COVID. You know, so. Hello? Hello? Yes. Someone tried to call in, but, you know, and here's 400 people. They're full COVID, 100% tested positive. Guess what happens? They look it up. Oh, yeah. 85% have vaccinations. You know, it's not like we're saying, it was just kind of a joke because, like, hey, we can kill two birds with one stone. We can eliminate COVID by getting rid of the people that have it, by hypothetically killing them as a joke. And in the process, a crap load of vaccinated people will be going at the same time. It's amazing when they've done a block of like 200 people that have full-blown COVID, and they find out that, 190 have vaccinations. And that was around the time when, and I have, and I'm going to look into this next time, because I want to see what's going on with the universities, because they had actual universities where they literally, you were getting fined to cover the testing. So if you were unvaccinated, you had to get tested like once or twice or three times a week for COVID, but the vaccinated people that could still get COVID didn't have to get tested. I mean, but that's the thing. Most of the people in this country, they're I don't care. They'll give up 100% of their freedom in this fake security. I'm not going to give up any freedom. I'm not giving up any of my freedom. This notion, because I guarantee, like I said before, with the Matthew McConaughey situation, there's going to be some people like, where's Child Protective Services? Why isn't his kids being taken away? How dare he not get his kids vaccinated? The vaccination should be between a decision between you, because your kids aren't old enough to make the decision, and the doctor, the parents and the doctor. The doctor should be making the decision on whether he feels you should get it or not. And it should be ultimately, even if he says you should get it, if you don't believe it's right for you, you should have the right to say no. There shouldn't be, a government shouldn't be able to tell you what to do. Well, they can. They just got to attach a tax to it. It's a vaccine tax, a COVID vaccine tax. That's right. And that's what they're going to do. The decision between the, because if your doctor doesn't think you should get the vaccine, your doctor doesn't tell you what to do. The government does. No, actually, God tells me what to do, and I listen to him, and I go from there. sorry, Don Levin, but I've always wondered what's in these prescriptions, some of them. What's in there? Because it's amazing how when they talk about the flu shot, they tell you, well, yeah, if you're allergic to chicken, I think, or milk or something, there's like two things you can't get if you're allergic to eggs and chicken, I think it is. I think it's eggs and chicken. You can't get the flu shot. But it's one of those things that we live in this world where so many people are so uneducated, like, we're never going to get back to normal because you won't get the vaccine. You're going to kill us all. Do you not know that vaccinated people have gotten COVID and died? You know that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is only 13% effective after 6 months? That's a lie. Okay, well then call Johnson & Johnson liars. What can I tell you? That's the problem we have. We have so many people that, what, $50 gallon gas. The grocery stores will be empty and they'll still be, oh, Joe Biden's great, thank God. Screw Trump, man. Go, Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Praise the Democratic Party and they'll be in shackles and chains. Their brothers will be hanging from a tree in the noose, but they'll be like, oh, I cannot believe how many black people think that the Democratic Party is their friend. After 200 years of slavery, segregation, Jim Crow laws, and all that. Well, they magically like me, yeah, every 2 and 4 years when they need your vote. Show me how South Chicago is any better because of Democratic policies. Show me how Detroit is any better. It is a third world crap hole. Show me how California is better because of Democrats. Show me how California is falling a freaking apart. But somehow, with the homeless people everywhere, needles, feces, all crap, they keep voting for that crap. I don't buy it. Got about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. When you have the China state-run media, see, in China, they have the government-controlled media. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many people want what China has or what Cuba has or what North Korea has. You know, they hate capitalism, but they're on an iPhone drinking a Starbucks. The epitome germane of capitalism. So what, having $10 of gas? And so $10 a gallon for gas is just a small price to pay for not having Trump. Yeah, where's the food in the grocery store? We don't have any. If you can even find it, we can't even afford it, but whatever. You got 6% inflation, but you get a 1% raise. A lot of good that does you. Yep, the inflation's only technically down 5%, not 6%. You know, the inflation's actually only 5% because of my raise. It should be 6% more. People don't care. They don't. They don't care. I was offended by Trump's tweet. Yeah. You need to shove it up your... Have you ever seen the Kentucky Fried movie? Liberals will lose their... It's just how this world is now. They're offended by everything. I'm offended by the cancel culture. It offends me. Canceling things offends me, but we got to cancel it because I'm offended to cancel something that offends me. So I have to cancel it anyways. I don't understand this world we live in, folks. Liberals are going to fix the climate change problem. It's not real, but they can't fix the homeless problem. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. it's okay. Everything's going to be fine now. Big Bird's vaccinated, okay? Some gay dude in a costume is vaccinated. I was hoping they'd come out with the don't vax me Omo. Don't poke me. The don't vax me Omo. Yeah, I mean, New from Hasbro. The don't vax me Omo. That's right, folks. The don't vax me Omo. He don't want the vaccine and his parents won't let him get it. But you had to pretend to be the government and try to give him the vaccine anyways. I mean, that's how blatant this administration is. They have Biden saying that screw that federal court of appeals, start mandating vaccines anyways, even though we said to halt it, do it anyways. We're going to get it. You're going to be forced to get it. I don't care. We're going to make sure that there's no exemption whatsoever. I don't care if you got medical conditions, cancer. I don't care. You will get the vaccine. I don't care if you can die from it. I don't care if you die from the coronavirus vaccine. At least you didn't die from the virus. Hello, folks. I'm Rachel Maddow. Welcome back to the program. Okay, now we want to make sure that you die from the vaccine, because if you die from the vaccine, then you didn't die from coronavirus. So it's a win-win. Get vaccinated, okay? It doesn't stop anything. It won't prevent anything, but oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Whoops, someone accidentally screwing around with the teleprompter here. What? Oh, Lord. We're going to commercial. I'm Rachel Maddow. I mean, that's this world we live in. That's this world we live in. Oh, just get the vaccine. Just shut up. Don't matter. I don't care. I don't care what the... See, that's like when they said to stop, why did we stop building the wall? Democrats would have kept building that damn wall. They said, take us to court. See us in court. We're going to continue. We could have that wall built. Why did they stop building the pipe? I say, we got a contract here. Good luck. See your butt in court. Democrats would have. I wish Trump from the very beginning would have been like, oh, we're going to force this mandate. You're going to have a passport. If Trump would have been for vaccine passports, let me tell you, we wouldn't have those things to worry about, because Democrats would be against them 100%. We can't support anything Trump does. What do we do? Okay, I can't believe it. Well, you heard Nancy Pelosi. She's like, well, yeah, as much as we want to, we really can't. You can't mandate a vaccine. You can't do this. You can't do that. Okay there, Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, it's your privacy to, we can't, as much as we think we should, we can't mandate that you get the vaccine. I mean, I know we can't mandate the vaccine because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I know everything. But, you know, I mean, we want to mandate your vaccine, but we can't do that. 6 months later, okay, and we're passing legislation because we're gonna make sure that any employer over 100 people, you have to get the vaccine no matter what. It doesn't matter. You're gonna have to go. If you want to leave the house, you're gonna have to have a card that proves you've been vaccinated. And I know that because I'm asking questions. I approve the card. And you're gonna, we have to mandate this vaccine. We can legally do that. And you know, 6 months ago I said you can't, you know, violate privacy rights and everything, but now I've changed my stance because we just thought people would just get the vaccine and not question it. But since people aren't questioning your since people are actually questioning the vaccine, now we're just gonna admit that it was never an option in the first place, and you just have to shut up and get it, because if not, we're going to do something, because you're about to do anything, about shopping or anything. That's the problem. Like the governor of New York, he came out like about a month before he had to get out of office, basically admitting that, oh, the vaccines were never going to be optional. We just thought people would just shut up and get the vaccine without questioning anything. But now that they are questioning, I don't know if I should get it. I don't know if I'm planning it, because they thought everyone would just bum rush to get this. No, we're not bum rushing to get this, because we see all these politicians monkey see, monkey do. I'm going to do whatever I want to. You sit home and mask up. But when you hear stories of people that were wearing masks in their homes, okay, is someone coming to your house that's been outside that you don't know where they've been? Okay, how can you get coronavirus in your house if no one, nothing from the outside is getting in except for maybe outside air, which I highly doubt you're going to get coronavirus from that. It's this whole world. Everyone's all giving up their freedom and everything. Like, I shared a video on the conversation page and my homepage with Candace Owens, and it's like, in North Korea, every problem they have, guess who's at fault? United States government, United States of America. That's why they don't have food. That's why every problem is American. If you die, you die for the state. There's no dying for love. There's no, guess what? What every problem in America is white supremacy. There are companies that they found documentation that they tried to cover up that, hey, you have to have special permission. If you want to hire a white male, you have to do special forms because we have to have diversity. Diversity. Okay, you hear me? We want the best person. I want the best person for the job. If I'm a cop or I'm a firefighter or I'm a surgeon, I want to have people under me that are the best. If it's an Asian person, so what? If it's a woman, so what? I want the best person backing me up, no matter who it is. I mean, it's interesting. Very interesting, but that's this world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in. You know, oh, it's okay for Russia to build pipelines and all this stuff, but, oh, we need to close our pipelines down? Like, how is shutting down our pipelines going to save the planet, but building them in Russia isn't? Don't worry, folks. Just ask the earth science expert, Greta Thunberg. She knows. She knows all. She probably has like a magic eight ball. What do I say in response to that reporter's question? Most definitely. The magic eight ball knows all. I mean, but people take someone like her. That's how bad the left is. They believe her. You could get a real earth scientist, someone that works at NASA, that's actually trying to find out if they can actually categorize trees by race, you know, to have like a zoology equality, you know, to make sure that like tree justice, so that way, like, if there's too many black walnut trees, we can have some maples. And hey, Rush came up with a song called The Trees a long time ago to address that very issue. Oh, Lord. I mean, with all the problems going on in the world, and she's asking NASA about seeing how many, what species of trees are in the neighborhood and the number of them for tree justice. Are you freaking kidding me? But they're the same idiots that say, hey, you can build a giant pipeline in Russia, but we can't have one here. But we're about clean energy. So if we shut down that pipeline in Michigan, are they going to open up another one somewhere else? Because it's okay for Russia to have 15 pipelines or whatever they have, but we can't have one because it's not good for the Earth's environment. That's kind of like L.A. with all the smog, trying to tell me how to live in an area without smog. But people still, there are people that will still think that, well, yeah, they're the ones that are all the environmental kooks live, and they have the smog, so trust me. Trust me. I'll live with the non-environmental kooks in an area without smog, okay? You know, what happened to the best person for the job, no matter what their race, gender, whatever? What happened to that? What happened to common sense, okay? I'm going to take environmental advice from a person that lives in a smoggy L.A. when I live in a non-smoggy Indiana? I don't think so. No. Oh, it's wonderful. Don't worry, it's all going to be okay. Big Bird's vaccinated. It's okay. You can tell your kiddos he'll be okay. See, if they want to do Sesame Street right, they need to take Big Bird and have him end up being hospitalized and dying from COVID, even though he's fully vaccinated, to tell him the truth that, yes, it is slim, and that's the problem. There's just, it may be out of a thousand people, one person might get very sick from the vaccine. That's one out of a thousand. That can happen. That's factual. One in 10,000 can have like paralysis that's permanent. That can happen. But it's better to be safe and get the vaccine. I really hope these politicians actually did take the jab. I really do. I doubt they did. I don't think they did, but I hope they did, just because if they want to be a part of the largest science experiment, go ahead. I don't think so. I'm not going to be a guinea pig. Mm-mm. Nope, I'm not a lab rat. But that's just where we live in. That's what I have a hard time with this 3.5 years. The Trump supporters will drink the Kool-Aid. They'll drink the Kool-Aid. They won't think for themselves. They do whatever Trump or... Yeah, if I'm supposed to do whatever Trump or Rush Limbaugh says, first of all, Trump isn't even president anymore. Rush Limbaugh's dead. Oh, yeah, Trump's vaccinated. So why am I... Why aren't the permanent Trumpers, people that want someone like him in office that are huge Trump fans, why aren't we... When he announced he was vaccinated, or basically he might be, Why? What happened to that? That should have been like, okay, thanks to Trump being vaccinated, they can't, and that's the thing, you never hear anyone say, well, X, Y, and Z, they can't say that Donald Trump's vaccinated. They can't knock him for not being vaccinated, but what they can't do is they can't say, well, look at how many people didn't get vaccinated. But, shouldn't, if we are super Trumpers, shouldn't we be running as fast as we can to get the vaccine like that because he did? Just because he did doesn't mean I'm going to. I don't know. It's this world that don't make sense, and the media, you know, the Let's Go Brandon movement sums up the media in a heartbeat because, well, they're not saying what... Yes, this is what they're saying. They're saying bleep Joe Biden. Yes, they are. You're listening, let's go Brandon. Yeah, they're making up stuff just like they do all the time. And that's what's going forward with this, you know. And you get people that will believe because what MSNBC says that, oh, inflation's great. When you have supply and demand, the cost of goods goes up. Yeah, the demand is such because people know that if they don't buy the stuff now because of inflation, it's going to get even more expensive. So if it's not going to go bad and I can get 5 years out of this product or that product, or if it's toilet paper, I'm gonna stockpile, because it's 20-some bucks now. It might be 40 bucks next time I try to buy it. So I might as well buy it when it's 20 bucks. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. Just do what Dr. Fauci and the government says. Just listen to a non-constitutional FDA or CDC. Don't worry, folks. Just take that Zantac. Just demand the Zantac. Get those FDA-approved cigarettes, man. They're healthy. They're approved by the FDA. Yep, tobacco has to go through an FDA process to be approved before you can smoke it. Go ahead. Light it up. It's FDA-approved. Go ahead. Take that Zantac. Get cancer. Go ahead. Take that shower that's got that asbestos powder in it. Go ahead. Get mesothelioma or ovarian cancer. Go right ahead. It's FDA approved. Don't worry. Johnson & Johnson has your best interest at heart. That's why they're putting that all into a separate company and filing bankruptcy on it so that you can't hardly get anything out of it. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. Just shut up and do what you're told, or else you're going to be executed like a North Korea go to a work camp. Just do what you're told. Just shut up and do what you're told. And you got these idiots that will believe, and that's how bad it is. So many people, they don't have a clue what they're... It's amazing. They've actually gone to campuses and gotten people to sign petitions, and after a while, they went back to them and said, we're just catching up with you. Do you even know what you signed the petition for? What this actually means? It was like giving up all your rights to where you can't, like, breathe unless the government gives you oxygen. And they couldn't believe, I mean, it's amazing how easily people would, you just kind of spin it one way. Oh, they think it's great, but when you look into what it's actually, what they're actually doing, oh my, well, I did what? Yeah, you're giving away. It's nuts, folks, but that's this world we live in. They don't care. No matter how many doctors can come out and say, hey, this is wrong. He died. Well, Dr. Fauci never said that anyone's died. Okay, Doc. You know, Dr. Fauci, you know, he's Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, you need to show him all the back and forth contradictions where he said this one time and said that another time. Because these kids don't get it. They don't have a clue. They don't. They're just doing what they do. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Just do what the government tells you. I mean, that's what this vaccine mandate. We're not a good model citizen system. We're not a country that, like, well, if you do certain things, you get better. We're not a privileged society. We all have freedoms. We're not a China where, oh yeah, you do whatever they tell you. And if you do this and if you comply with the government, guess what? You get a bozo button. You can, yeah, we'll let you go out to eat because we're going to let you live in the privileged area because you're a supporter of the regime. You know, you got Joe Mitchum saying that D.C. can no longer ignore the inflation, that Democrats remain posed to pass that $1.75 trillion stimulus, the Build Back Better Act, the British Prime Minister Act, basically. Something's got to be done, folks. This is going to... They don't realize that they're going to be... They're shooting themselves in the foot. And this $1.75 trillion stimulus, there are so many people that are coming out saying, this is going to cost you guys, no, it's not going to cost anything to do this vaccine, this, that. No. Okay, if they're making $6 billion off these vaccines, somebody is making money somehow. Someone's paying for that somehow. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in Up and Under the Wire. So thank you for bearing with me as I bear through this. And, you know, it's nice to see people starting to wake up, you know, but like, when are people going to wake up to realize they're getting screwed? Black people are, they're getting black people to segregate themselves. And they don't even realize it. But it's a changing of the time, because I have tons of black friends that a lot of them are now like, yeah, I'm black, man, I'm black, yes, yeah, you know, and they push that like, oh, I'm black. Look at me. When stuff goes wrong, it's because I'm black. Man, if you were to get pulled over, you wouldn't get harassed. Oh, I've been harassed. But then when I'm going like 120 in a Mustang on a 65 mile an hour stretch of highway, yeah, you don't get looked too fondly of by the cops. I was polite and everything, and I said, there's no one on the road, first of all, except for the three cops that were in the median, you know, little grass area in the middle. Besides that, there was nobody. Trust me, if there's a lot of semis and cars, I'm driving like Miss Daisy. But if there's not a car in front of me or behind me, I can't see anything, I'm flying. I don't care. I'm going to get from point A to point B. That's just me. But it's just one of those things, you know. But I've been harassed and like, I need ID, I need this. And what do you, well, you want me to get stuff out of the glass? You want me to get my registrations? Because like, I was trying to get my registration. Because, yeah, when I first pulled you over, you're fumbling through your glove box. What's going on, sir? Sir, keep your hands on the, sir, keep your hands on the steering, sir. Keep your hands on the, okay, you need my license and, how am I supposed to get my license and my registration and stuff when my hands are on the steering wheel and you're telling me, why am I I'm fumbling through there to get my registration. I got like 25 of them in there using, but like, okay, it's 2016, here's the 2008, 1, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig, that thing. And one time, I had like 5 registrations in there. I'm like, I couldn't find it. But I've had that. I've had instances like that where they're, well, like, what are you doing? Like, I had one where the windshield would go up and down, but it wouldn't seal because it wasn't really attached. Because it has like a piece of metal that the glass was attached to that we screwed in that way when it went up and down. And it just rid on like a piece of that metal and just went up and down, so it really wasn't attached. Let's say, but I duct taped it to seal it. And then I went to undo the duct tape so I could put down the window. I was like, what's going on? And they gave me the third degree. Once I told them what's going on, I go, okay. But it's one of those things. I've had issues. My life hasn't been the golden road. But guess what, folks? I'm white. There's no privilege. There's no easy way. There's no easy. There's a narrow way to get to heaven. Not everyone gets there. There's no easy button for white folks. We have it just as hard as anybody else. But that's the thing. North Korea, everything is, you don't have anything or where anything's wrong. It's the government of the United States. It's America that's the problem. In America, if you struggle, it's because of white privilege and the white man, you know. That's why South Chicago is the way it is, because of white people. And that, even though there's not a white person within 70 miles of that place, we have nothing to do with it. It's still our problem, and people buy that. And finally, you get some black folk waking up going, wait a minute here. There's no white Tea Party conservative within 50 miles of this. This is all democratically controlled. How is it? This is our neighborhood. This is our hood, man. Where is the white man screwing it up? No, we are. And it's nice to see some of them waking up and say, hey, and that's the problem. It's sad that people fall for this crap over and over and over again. It is. It's really sad. Don't worry, folks. We're going to spend $1.75 trillion to $1.2 trillion, something like that. We're going to spend a crap load of money. Oh, it's not going to cost you a dime. Yep, here we're on a hearing to raise the debt ceiling. Why do you need to raise the debt ceiling? If this stimulus bill isn't going to cost a dime, you shouldn't have to raise the debt ceiling. Well, we're not raising the debt ceiling because of the stimulus. Well, then why? Well, in case we would ever need to spend money, like, people believe this crap when they're like, oh, it's not going to cost you a dime. Yeah. If they truly get this infrastructure bill 100% on Biden's desk signed, let me tell you, this country's done for. Not that it's not done for. The nail's almost in the coffin. But don't worry, folks. You're going to have, like, $10 gas. I mean, gas is bad enough the way it is, and they're going to get rid of more pipelines. Oh, I'm sure for everyone that they cut down here to save the planet, they're going to start one up somewhere else. And we can't have, you know, we need to have oil coming from across the ocean in oil tankers, because that's safer than a pipeline in America. Folks, there used to be a magazine called The Onion, not no more. Reality outdoes The Onion all day long. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Obamacare basically proved if you attach a tax, they can force you to do anything. So wake up. Think while you still can before they try to give you privileges. And remember this, folks. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Monday. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.